talk about the parts of the suit like that. You said we talked about the coat and the
vest.
What about the other part?
Well, some people call them trousers, but I call them pants. I bet a few people call them trousers anymore. In the cleaning plant, I never, very seldom had them referred to as trousers.
What did you wear when you used to work down in the mines and out on the Walmart?
When I went to the mine, I used overalls. But I never did wear a bib overall. I wore what we call a coverall in the plant. So I'd go out to mine, I'd go out with my clothes on, out of locker. I'd put my good clothes in the locker, change into overalls, well, coveralls, cover all over. You've seen the coveralls that some of the mechanics wear. I wore those. I had them fitted. I had to tighten them up to where they looked neat. I didn't have them sloppy because in the plant you couldn't wear anything loose. You had to wear it close because it gets caught on the machinery. I tightened mine up on the side, had a belt around it, and pulled it in where it wasn't any loose flopping around to catch on
them. You ever see the men, sometimes they wear some side of belt and hold their pants up, what do you call them?
Spenders.
Every?
A bib overall. A bib overall has same, comes up nearly about to your chin and protects your chest. And then the straps go down your back and hold the back of your pants up. Bib holds the pants up the front. I never would wear those. I wore khaki pants. They're just normal work. But when I was at the mine and was allowed to change, I have my bath. I take a bath before I go home, have a hot shower, and go in there and take a shower. Now, you'd think I worked in an office when I come home. I rode my motorcycle all the time. I wore riding pants when I rode my motor. Riding pants, like old-fashioned army pants. That's the best. You try to ride a motor with a floppy pair of pants on, and your balance affects your balance. Mine set me afire one time, like to burn me up. Gas tank came unstopped. Lost, trapped the gas tank between my legs, and I stopped it. I couldn't find it. Side of the road, I heard it fall. I'm looking at the road, you don't ride along looking at the road when you ride a motorcycle. And that thing fell off. I couldn't find it. I had to go on to work, so I went on to work, and I couldn't buy one, so I had to order it from the factory. I had 3 weeks. I had to work. So I got a cart, stopped it up. And that thing leaking on it. The top popped out once or twice, and I didn't bother to stop putting one in. The road was rough, threw gasoline all over me, all up in the front of me. Fortunately, I had my lunch in my sweater, in front of where I cold, and I had a sweater on, and I had my lunch stuck in front of the sweater. And it got all over me, it got on my helmet. I had a cloth helmet that I had in the army. I used that, I didn't have a hard helmet, nothing but my eyes. So that got full of gas, and I forgot about it, and I got down and made it backfire. I always wanted to create a disturbance when I rolled into the plant, excite everybody, so I reduce the spark, open the gas, shoot a flame out the back of it, about the end of that door, and make it pop, pop, pop. Everybody run, see who it was, what was happening. With any unusual noise around the power plant, you had to investigate right quick. I could draw a crowd right quick doing that. And that flame hit my leg, where it run down my pants and set me afire on the front. Big circulating water pool right by the door, big open door, but it's just room. Well, I rode it right through it.